Dross. I first met him and his family in the 70s down in El Salvador. And he and his brothers were little bitty guys back then. And his mom and dad were doing a great work in missions there in El Salvador. During the war years, it was a dangerous place and a dangerous time. And when you laugh, I hear your dad laughing. Because anytime you brought up the terrorists or the latest bombing or burning or whatever, he would just go, ha, 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 ha. And you kind of laugh like that, you know. Yeah, you kind of like you. But you're sweet like your mom. Your mom was probably one of the sweetest people, probably an angel that got loose down here somehow. Wonderful, wonderful lady. And this family for generations has done work, and in this immediate family in El Salvador and Guatemala and in Mexico, there are tens of thousands of people that are living for God because of this family. And I would say hundreds, if not thousands, of preachers in Central and South America that have come out of these ministries. We were in Guatemala back, I don't know when it was, you guys were like 15, and you were both pastoring churches at 15, and sitting around the table after church on Sunday night, arguing over who had the biggest church. Sibling rivalry, about good things though, about good things. And the years have flown, and we're so glad that you're here, and we're so glad for your ministry this morning. And we appreciate you. As he comes tonight, would you stretch forth your hand and pray for his house and his family and the hand of God on his life.
Love you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Glory to God. Amen. Such a beautiful atmosphere in this place. Beautiful atmosphere. You know, you folks don't know how good you got it. Amen. You don't know how good you got it. Tell your neighbor, say, you don't know how good you got it. Praise God. There are literally, in a week's time, I'll be in 3 to 4 different churches preaching in different places. And it is amazing what God is doing here. And I wish other people would be able to know what God is doing here, because they would be blessed by it. They would be blessed by it. But I feel that God is fixing to bring exposure to this church. Exposure. You've been like a nice little hidden secret. Amen. We could even put it as a God secret. But when God exposes, the world watches and stands in awe. And I believe that God is fixing to expose this church. This city does not know the magnitude of the power of God that's in this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And God's about to just like that. Somebody go, man, y'all are good at that. You know when something like kind of blows your mind, you just kind of go, like, it just blew my mind. That's what God is fixing to do through you in this city. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Does anybody believe that? Does anybody receive that? Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. I honor Pastor and First Lady. They are just wonderful people. Pastor is a very patient man. Very patient man. I am at all with Pastor's patience. Especially being around a certain few. Amen. I'm messing with my friends over there. Amen. But Pastor and First Lady are people that love you. Amen. That is a blessing from God that you have a pastor and first lady that literally love you. Amen. Some folks don't love you. Amen. Just kind of turn to your neighbor and give them that look like. Amen. Some folks don't love you. But it's a blessing when you have a pastor and first lady that love you like your pastor and first lady. Aren't you thankful to the Lord for that? Praise God. Galatians chapter 4 and reading verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, say it's coming, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. But when the fullness of the time was come, it's coming. I want to preach to you on the measurement of time. The measurement of time. And I feel that the Lord has me in this moment to bring revelation of what is about to happen in this church, in the name of Jesus. So bear with me as we work through this message, and then we will see what God will do in this house, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are awesome. You are powerful. You're a good God. You have everything of us in the palm of your hand, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your presence in this place, for the way that you move in this house, the anointing that moves in this place, Lord. I thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in this place. We will not fail to give you glory. Put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now clap your hands to the Lord and give God the praise. I know you got a praise all bottled up. Go ahead and give God the praise. I don't hear you giving praise in the house. Karabataya. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. From the very beginning, God had a plan for humanity. When Adam sinned, it would have been tremendous if Jesus would have entered into the world in that moment and died on the cross to forgive Adam of his sins. But it couldn't be because Jesus was already subject to an already established time before the foundations of the earth. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, that is the word logos, which means thought or expression, idea or concept. The Word of God, you've got to understand that the Word of God is an unchanging Word. The world can change, but God's Word will not change. In fact, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So whenever God speaks a word in your life, you can stand on a guarantee that that word will come to pass in your life. Even if everything looks contrary to what the word was to your life, it will come to pass. I wish I had somebody that could shout right there. It will come to pass. Halabosataya. See, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. That unchanging word, when God speaks that unchanging word in your life, it will activate faith within you. That's why you can come to church with your faith on the ground, but the word will lift you up. The word will change your mind. The word will set you free. Glory to God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about in this place? When God put his word into action, he causes that his word, which is unchangeable, to be bound to time. His word is in a time release, if you will, where if it all happened at the same time, it would actually be a chaos. But God has everything in a time release. God, from the beginning, looked at you, looked at your talents, looked at your giftings, and placed it all in a time capsule for that special day in which you would be born. See, God designated your life before you were even a thought. God already had you in his plan. Hallelujah. I've heard people say that I wish I would have come to the kingdom of God earlier in my life. I want you to know something. You came on time. You did not miss time, but you came on time. Glory to God. The devil will try to discourage you and tell you that you missed time, but in God, he will speed up. Oh, Lord, everything that you missed, God will speed it up and bring it to pass. Tell somebody, it's my time. You did not come to the kingdom late, you came on time. You did not get saved late, you got saved on time. God had it all in his time and in his purpose. I come to preach to somebody in this place. This is your time in the kingdom of God. Does anybody believe that in this place? Hallelujah. Everything in our lives is subject to time. Subject to time. I'm going to take my time. Subject to time. The kingdom of God and the will of God are unleashed with time. That's why sometimes God will speak a prophetic word in your life and you think it's going to happen now. But the will of God and the timing of God have to align itself. I remember when I was 14 years old, and I got a calling to the ministry, and there was a prophet in the house, and he looked at me and he prophesied to me, and he said, "You're going to preach to stadiums full of people. You're going to see thousands filled with the Holy Ghost." And I'm like, "Oh my God, have mercy." I was like, I could already imagine in my mind, young evangelist, you know, kid evangelist, preaching to thousands. My mind was just going all over the place. It normally does, amen. And it was just going all over the place. And one day, I get a call from a pastor. My dad calls me to the phone. That's before cell phone time, amen. Phones back then had a line to it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now everything is wireless, but back then we were bound to a line. Amen. And my dad calls me up. He says, "Son, Pastor so-and-so is on the phone and he wants to talk to you." And he said, "I think he's going to invite you for a revival." I'm like, "Glory to God." Whew. I said, "It's starting right now."
I could already see the thousands. I even straightened out. Amen. And I mean, I was at that point where my voice was changing. But I made sure I had the deep voice. And I said, si bueno. And the pastor said, Brother Mark, we've been in prayer, and I just felt in the Holy Ghost that you need to come and preach a children's revival. I was like, what about the stadiums? What about the thousands of people being saved and getting the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. There are things that God will reveal in your life, but you got to be patient for the fulfillment of time. Don't sabotage the word of God in your life by trying to speed it up yourself. Wait upon the Lord, because when you wait upon the Lord, he will bring it to pass. Can I get a witness in the house? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. So I want to talk to you about the measurement of time. The first measurement of time is Chronos. Chronos is legal time. It's the development of normal time. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's today and tomorrow. The operative word for Chronos is yet. Are you blessed? Not yet. In Chronos, if you wait, your blessing comes. Amen. Do you have a house? Not yet, but it's on its way. Tell your neighbor, say, it's on its way. Do not get depressed if you feel like your time has not come. Because in Chronos time, eventually it will arrive. Chronos is legal time. It's you plant a seed and the seed gives fruit. It is activated by faithfulness. The way you get blessed in Chronos is through your faithfulness. In other words, you tithe. And you give your offerings, and God blesses your tithing, and God blesses your offering. Don't get discouraged thinking that nothing is happening in your life, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. A lot of people do not reap in Chronos because they faint before the harvest. But if you keep on being faithful, eventually you will see the blessing of the Lord unfold itself in Chronos time. Somebody shall be faithful. Glory to God. Be faithful. Faithfulness. Tell somebody, my time is coming. Glory, but say it with authority. Say, my time is coming. Hallelujah. The second measurement of time is Kairos. It is a moment in time that comes to bless you when you least expect it. The operative word for Kairos is favor. Oh God, favor. I love favor. If you are at the back of the line, in legal time, it's not your time. But in Chrono, in Kairos time, God will get you from the back of the line and bring you to the front of the line. I don't think you heard it in this place. I said, in Kairos time, God will get you from the back of the line and bring you to the front of the line. The operative word is favor. Favor is not fair. because favor does not calculate how long you worked at that job where you're working. Favor operates through God. When God points at you and says, I will promote you, ain't no man gonna stop you. Oh, I wish I had somebody right there. Somebody give a shout. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. See, in legal time, it was not David's time to be able to go and be the king. But in Kairos time, God overlooked his brothers, and he found this little boy on a harp over on the hillside, attending to sheep, not even knowing what he was doing. And God said, I'm going to show my favor upon this one, and I'm going to promote him where no man would promote him. Is there anybody in this place that needs favor from God? I only see about 10 people that need favor in this place. I said, is there anybody that needs favor? Favor from God. Watch this. If faithfulness activates your blessing in Kronos time, then let me tell you what activates your blessing in Kairos time. Worship activates your blessing in Kairos time. Worship gets the attention of God, because the Bible says that he inhabits the praise of his people. I thought I had some worshipers in this place. My God, have mercy. I said worship activates Kairos. Watch. See, watch. There are some folks in this place that you've been asking God for a promotion, but you haven't really been asking. You've kind of been complaining about it. But I dare you to activate Kairos in this moment and begin to worship him for that promotion. Worship him for that favor. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, somebody ought to give him a praise in the house of the Lord. I don't hear you give him praise. Watch. Nobody was watching David, but God was watching David. Ain't nobody watching you while you're driving, but God is watching you as you're driving. God sees you where you're at. You don't got to worship him because you're in church. You ought to worship him because you want blessings to flow. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Is there anybody in this place that wants the favor of God to be released in your life? You ought to give them praise right now. Glory, 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 glory. I see there's about 20 of you that want favor. There are some of you, you're happy to be in the condition you're in. But I dare you right now, you ought to just let loose and give God a praise. Lord, don't pass me by. I want my blessing. Somebody shout unto God. Glory, glory, glory. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you don't want it, just stay standing there. But I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm getting my blessing. I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm getting my promotion. I'm getting it in Jesus' name. Something's about to be activated. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. There is going to be promotion this week in your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise in the house. Glory to God. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. Watch. I'm not done yet. I'm not even close to getting done. Hallelujah. Watch. That's Kairos. Say, that's Kairos. That's favor. Worship activates favor. Whew. I said worship activates it. Somebody's going to walk into favor this week. Ooh. Let me tell you something. Instead of listening to the news as you're going to work tomorrow, you need to throw a praise. Hallelujah. Favor drives people crazy because they've been working there for 30 years. But you show up and you get promoted after being there a month. They say, how is it possible? God says, I promoted you. God is about to promote you because he's bringing dominion to this city. Oh, Lord. Oh. Somebody give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. Slap somebody and say, you better praise him. 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 Somebody's been waiting on the bank. The bank's about to call you with the good news. There is a promotion. Oh, Lord, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. There is promotion all over this place. There is increase all over this place. I'm telling you, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. I feel rivers of blessing that are flowing in this house in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout. Oh, Lord, do that again. I felt some walls falling. I felt some chains falling. I felt things falling. Somebody give a shout unto God. Give a shout. Hallelujah. Watch. The third measurement of time. The third measurement of time. And I might lose some of you, but act like as if you're still here. The third measurement of time is the time of the Spirit. This time is from eternity to eternity. You cannot put time on eternity. The time of the Spirit is the level where God operates in. It's the level that God lives in. God moves in spirit time. He does not live in chrono time, nor does he live in Kairos time, but God moves in spirit time. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15, for thus saith the high and the the lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the hearts of the contrite one. He says, I dwell in a different dimension than what you dwell in. Glory to God. That's why for God, one day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like one day. Hallelujah. One day, just one second. What would take for you a lifetime, God can do it in a second. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Glory to God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Watch this. David had a revelation of where God lives. In Psalms chapter 106 and verse 48, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say amen. Because God inhabits eternity to eternity. That is the spirit time. He took a pause in eternity and established the beginning of Chronos. That's where he established the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You can sit if you want. You'll be shouting in a minute. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say you can sit, but don't fasten your seatbelt. Hallelujah. This world as we know it is situated in a lapse of time within eternity. A capsule of time within eternity. This is not all that it is. Hallelujah. It is given to man here on earth to live 70 years. Amen. And people think, my God, 70 years. 70 years is not a lot. Especially when you're already in your 40s. I know you thought I was 30-something. No, I'm in my 40s. Amen. When you're in your 40s, 70 don't look like a lot of years. Praise God. But see, the Bible says that this life for us is just like a tent, like a tabernacle. But it speaks about our life over there in eternity as something great, as something awesome, as a structure. In other words, what I am doing here on earth is just practice time for what I will be doing in eternity. Can I get a witness in this house? God governs this world in spirit time. He does not govern the world in Chronos. And he is not subject to Chronos. He moves in and out of Chronos. But he governs the world in spirit time. The operative word for spirit time is acceleration. Where God will accelerate. I'm saying it in Spanish. Accelerate. Amen. Thank you. Se me fue el avión. Amen. Where God will accelerate time in your life. Oh, God, have mercy. I'm about to go on the other side of this thing, and it's gonna pop right now. And I'm just kind of gathering my breath right now, because it's about to pop in the house. Tell your neighbor, it's about to pop in the house. In other words, in spirit time, if I could put it in an expression that I learned as a child, it's boom. When I would go with my car, I would go vroom, because I would speed it up. Vroom. Whew. Lord. See, God does not operate in Chronos time. We live in Chronos time, and we wait for God to do everything in Chronos time, but God has his time. That when God says, it is finished, it is finished. When God says, now, it's now. When God says, let it be done, it will be done. That's why he said, let there be light. And there was light. Because when God operates in spirit time, whatever could have taken a long time, in spirit time, it happens now. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Somebody give God praise right now. The Lord, see, you got to understand that because God does not operate in Chronos time, he operates in spirit time. That means he can go in and out of time. Oh, Lord, if you come right now and say, God, forgive me of my sins. God does not forgive you just for today. He goes to your past, where you first sinned, and he covers it with his blood. He comes to your present, and he covers it with blood, but he also goes to your future. That is why the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I need you to forgive me. It happened 20 years ago. The Lord runs back 20 years ago. He says, I cover it with my blood. I cover it. Ain't no devil gonna be able to uncover it. I done covered it with my blood. The archives are stained with the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, somebody give them praise right now. I said, somebody give them praise right now. I don't hear you give them praise right now. See, watch this. See, when you enter into spirit time, everything that was is now. And everything that is to be is also now. Give me some time. I'm about to work it all out right now by the help of the Lord. Watch this. Watch this. If you break your leg according to Chronos time, it will take 8 weeks for you to heal. But in spirit time, the Lord accelerates it. He goes, boom. And what would have taken 8 weeks is healed now. Oh Lord, oh Lord. See, some folks don't need a now blessing. And so you're just kind of sitting there like, well, glory, I don't got a broken leg. But there are some folks right now that if you tap into spirit time, God will accelerate your blessing in your life that should have come to you 10 years from now. But God will speed up the process and bring it to your now. I didn't come for a blessing tomorrow. I came for my blessing now. Can I get a witness in the house? Watch. According to Alcohol Anonymous and Drug Anonymous, it's 12 steps to get delivered. But when you come to God's house, and when you come and tap into spirit time, what would have taken 12 steps in 1 minute, God changes your life. Oh, I wish I had some folks in this place that can give God some praise. I don't hear you give him praise. That's why spirit time drives the doctor crazy, because they tell you you're going to have chemotherapy. They tell you you're going have to do this and do that. But when you come into spirit time, the Lord says, I'm going to speed up the process. And what would have killed you ain't going to kill you anymore. Somebody give a shout of praise. I don't hear you give him praise. I don't know about you, but I feel like tapping into spirit time tonight. I said I want my blessing now. I can't wait till I need it now. Is there anybody that needs a now blessing? Is there anybody that needs a now breakthrough? Is there anybody that needs it now? Somebody give a shout out to God.
Watch this. The reason why the Lord has me preach this tonight is because what has taken you years to accomplish up to this moment, through your faithfulness in Kronos, through keeping on, and preaching it like it should be preached, and given the Bible studies that needed to be given, and being patient and waiting and saying it's gonna happen. The reason why the Lord has sent me tonight to bring this message is to let you know he is speeding up the process. That what took 30 years is not going to take 30 years anymore. But God is putting wheels on it that man will be left with their mouth open. And people will say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. I prophesy you are stepping in to spirit time of the Holy Ghost in this church. Oh, somebody give them praise.
Go ahead and entertain the Holy Ghost right now. Go ahead. Oh God. Watch this. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Watch this. If faithfulness activates blessing in chrono time, and if worship activates favor in Kairos time, you might be asking what activates, hallelujah, what speeds up time in spirit time. You ready for this? Faith. Wait, don't clap. Faith. That's why the devil is after your faith. Because he knows that if you tap in with your faith, what the devil's been fighting you against will happen now. and he won't be able to hold it back. So the devil is fighting against your faith. He's not interested in your house, and he's not interested in your car, and he's not interested in your bank account. But he touches those things in order to affect your faith. But if you hold on to your faith, you're about to step into spirit time. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Somebody give a shout unto God.
Touch three people. Tell them he's speeding it up. 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 What you thought was going to take 10 years, God is going to bring it to pass in 1 year. I felt the Holy Ghost on that. What you thought the Lord was going to take a long time, God's bringing it to pass. He's speeding it up. Somebody needs to start shouting, I believe, I have faith, I believe. Somebody give God praise. And
Lord, I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. I don't know who you are, but your healing is in the house. I thought I had some folks. I said, your healing is in the house. Your healing is in the house. I know the doctor put some dates on it, but the doctors of doctors has walked into this building right now. The healer is in this place right now. Does anybody have faith that the healer is in this place right now? If you got faith, you ought to shout. If you got faith, you ought to shout. If you got faith, you ought to shout. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Don't wait for your neighbor. Shout now. Don't wait for your husband or your wife. Shout now. Don't wait for everybody around you. Shout now. Shout out of faith. Praise him on credit. Give him glory. Shout. My miracle is on its way. My breakthrough is on its way. I'm getting it today. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise.
Oh Lord, lift those hands. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hakatarabasaya. Ikara la basanda rabakataya. Ikatata rabasanda yala bataya. If you need God to activate spirit time in your life, I want you to run to this altar. If you need God to activate Kairos, I want you to run to this altar. I'm about to release a word of faith in this place. Turn me up there. I'm about to release a word of faith in this place. I feel that God is going to release Kairos, favor over people in this place. But also spirit time is about to be released in this house. Those of you that have come to church and you've got pain in your body, I declare in the name of Jesus, pain is going to leave your body instantly, because we're tapping into spirit time right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, there it is. Oh, you want to shout there. By the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, Lord, activate spirit time in this house. Let there be healings. Let there be miracles. Let pain leave the body in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout. I need people praying all over this place. Pray for your neighbor right now. Pray for the person that's next to you right now. There is a release in the spirit. The supernatural is in this place. Miracles are being released right now. I said miracles are being released right now. Healing is being released right now. I command cancer to go. I command diseases to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God accelerates your healing now, your breakthrough now. Oh Lord, I feel breakthrough in the house. I said, I feel breakthrough in the house. In the name of Jesus, now let healing virtue flow now. Lord, speed up time now in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh Lord, it's happening all over this place. I feel a release in the spirit. I feel a release in the spirit. I feel a release in the spirit. Urabo sandarabakata. Iondo robo saya. I don't know who you are, but you got a scream all bottled up inside of you. In your scream, there's a breakthrough. 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 Ah. In your scream, there's a breakthrough. Shout, shout, shout. I feel that there are nerves that are coming and being subject to the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, there is healing being released in this house. Your pain is leaving your body. I said your pain is leaving your body. If you had pain in your back, start moving your back right now. It's gone in the name of Jesus. It's gone in the name of Jesus. It's gone. Ah. Now. Now.
Minister to somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus.
Everybody clap your hands to the Lord. I can't hear you. Clap. Clap. Even if your hands get red because you're clapping so loud, clap. Let it sound like rivers in this place, like waterfalls in this place. Somebody shout unto God.
I want to see right now, because we want to put the devil to shame right now. I said we want to put the devil to shame right now. How many want to put the devil to shame right now? We want to give God glory and put the devil to shame. I want to see right now anybody that felt a change in your body, that God healed your body. Maybe you had pain, maybe whatever it was, and you felt a change in your body, healing in your body. I want you to lift your hand as high as you can right now. I want to see those people. Look at this. Lift it as high as you can. High as you can. Somebody ought to shout over these miracles. Somebody ought to shout over these miracles in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy to those that raise their hand in this place, that sickness will not come back again in the name of Jesus. It will not return in Jesus' name. Does anybody believe that word right now? Harabosataya. Those of you that want favor from God, raise your hands right now. Urabashataya, there is promotion. There is promotion that is coming. There is promotion. And this is the reason why the Lord is going to bring promotion on you. Because the next phase, you need to give more than you've ever given before. You need to participate more in your offering and in your tithing than what you have before. And so God is going to bring promotion upon you in the name of Jesus. Raise your hands. When I release this word, you're going to break out in a worship. You're going to break out in a praise. Some of you are going to dance, and some of you are going to jump, and some of you are just going to go crazy in the house of the Lord. Because don't forget, worship activates favor in your life. Here we go. By the authority of the word of God, and by the power of the name of Jesus, God, release favor in this house. Bring promotion over your people. Bring promotion. Bring promotion over your people. There. Shout now. Praise now. Praise. Is that all you got? I think you can do a little better than that. You gotta praise him till you get a sore throat. You gotta praise him till your legs are tired of dancing. Give him praise. Your promotion is attached to your praise. Your promotion is attached to it. Give him praise. Tiarobosa. Oh, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Give him a crazy praise. Give him a crazy praise. Oh, Lord. I just heard the craziest thing from the Lord. I just heard the craziest thing from the Lord. The Lord wants to know, how you gonna praise him the day you got your first service in your new building? The Lord wants to see it. Now. He wants to see it now.
Thank you. Praise God.
Reach over, lay your hand on somebody by you and just talk in tongues. Let that Holy Ghost flow. Let that anointing flow. Vessel to vessel. Ministry to ministry. Let God speak prophetically. Let him speak creatively. It's the fullness of time. Anything can happen. Let God say it. Loose it in this house tonight. It's the fullness of time. It's the intersection of your life and the promise of God. Let it flow right now. Praise God. Let's just praise him. Let's magnify him. He's a good God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. It's God's time. It's God's time. And so we are his humbled servants, and we just say yes to God. And I appreciate the word so very much tonight, Brother Dross, this morning and this evening. Appreciate it. We're standing in a place we can't really see what God's going to do, but are you open for whatever God wants to unleash in the city and in your life and in the church? When God breaks loose and it's a Kairos moment, it can turn everything upside down, can destabilize everything. Are you ready for that? And when God just says, it's the fullness of time, and he accelerates everything, I don't even begin to know. I've seen moments of that. I've seen flashes of that. But how about a season of that? But a season of that. Praise God. I'm a plotter. I'm a farmer. I'm a process-oriented pastor. And I'm accustomed to it. But I'm open and I'm ready for God to do anything he wants to do in this place. Before we go, I want you to just lift your hands and tell God he can do anything he wants to do with you. He can use you in any way he wants to use you. I'm your vessel, God. You can do anything you want with me. I'm your servant, oh God. I'm your handmaiden. I'm your husbandman. I'm your steward, oh God. Anything you want to do with me. I'm your cultivated field. Bring it forth, oh God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Be listening now. God's going to speak. Be listening. God's going to speak to you. Be watching. God's going to show. God's going to open up. He's going to show you. And you want to be ready. And you want to be open. Praise God. Brother Dross, thank you so much for a wonderful weekend of the Word of God. This morning, the Spanish service in the afternoon. And this evening, strengthen and bless somebody before you leave the Lord's house tonight, and just share your victory one with another. Praise God. Praise God.